hearing his heavy steps on the stone passage, then the gravel walk, and finally, the slam of the front gate.
"Another baby? Hasn't she finished having them yet?" thought the child. "Two babies getting eye teeth. Two babies to get up for in the night. Two babies to carry about and wash their little piggy clothes."
She looked with horror at the one in her arms, who, seeming to understand the contemptuous loathing of her tired glance, doubled his fists, stiffened his little body, and began violently screaming.
"Tss, tss, tss."
She laid him on the settle and went back to her floor washing. He never ceased crying for a moment, but she got quite used to it and kept time with her broom.
Oh, how tired she was. Oh, the heavy broom handle and the burning spot just at the back of her neck that ached so, and a funny little fluttering feeling just at the back of her waistband, as though something were going to break.
The clock struck six. She set the pan of milk in the oven and went into the next room to wake and dress the three children. Anton and Hans lay together in attitudes of mutual amity, which certainly never existed.